This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Sudan's deposed prime minister and his wife were allowed to return home Tuesday, a day after they were detained when the military seized power in a coup. That's according to a statement issued by his office. The release of Prime Minister Abdallah Hamdok and his wife followed international condemnation of the coup and calls for the military to release all government officials who were detained when the general Abdel Fattah Burhan seized power Monday. The statement by Hamdok's office says other government officials remain in detention, their locations unknown. Earlier in the day, Burhan said Hamdok had been held for his own safety and would be released, but he warned that other members of Sudan's dissolved government could face trial as protests against the continued in the streets. On Tuesday, pro-democracy demonstrators blocked roads in the capital with makeshift barricades and burning tires. Troops fired on crowds a day earlier, killing four protesters, according to doctors. French President Emmanuel Macron asked China's President Xi Jinping during a phone call Tuesday to send the world a decisive signal on climate change ahead of the COP26 summit in Scotland on the topic. If it says Macron encouraged Xi to notably raise China's goals in terms of efforts to address the climate crisis and to make concrete progress toward ending China's reliance on coal. China is among the major emitters that have yet to submit a new climate target. It has pledged to become carbon neutral by the year 2060 and to stop increasing its emissions before 2030, although it has not pinned down a date by which its emissions